Larry Bowen. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, what are the youth doing?
Well, it's spring, Aubrey, so we got all kinds of spring sports going on. We're going to probably start out, if all the right buttons have been pushed, we're going to start out with our compadre, David Campbell, who is at the state golf tournament. The Bryan boys golf team qualified for state. Had a story in Sunday's paper about Ron Newhouse, the coach who's been there like 36 years. This is his first time to take a boys' team to the state tournament. And Bryan has been to the state tournament before, and we'll talk about that later on. But let's start with David and just get an update. I visited with David just a little while ago, and the Vikings had what I would think would have to qualify as a pretty encouraging first day. For those who don't know, it's a two-day tournament, 36 holes at state. David, not a bad start for the Vikes.
Not a bad start. Not a bad afternoon for me either, Larry. I'm sitting just outside the clubhouse at Wolf Dancer Golf Club, sitting in a rocking chair. This is a pretty good little place.
You probably got somebody, you know, serving you mint juleps or something like that.
Hey, it's a matter of time. That's what we're looking at. Actually, Brian's had a very good day today. They shot a 305 in the opening round, and it's and we still have four teams to come in, so we're not exactly sure where they stand in the team standings at this point. But that 305 has them tied for Lufkin, so they're tied for second place with eight teams having completed the round. Turned out to be a gorgeous day here. We're in the Cedar Creek area on the far side of Bastrop from where you guys are. And it's just a perfect day. The rain that came through overnight, it cleared out fast, and the course turned out to be a very... It was a challenging course from one standpoint. It was slow in the fairways, but it made the greens hold extremely well, and that's what Bryan did really well. They did a great job of getting the ball on the green. What they had struggles with were their putting. Missed a lot of 10-foot and under birdie putts. Just couldn't knock those things down, but they were very good going at the stick today. That's something they did extremely well. Their leaders are Cameron Carver and Dylan Godfrey, who both shot 75. Joshua Sindhus has a 76, and Zach Godfrey with a 79. Those are the scores that counted in the first round. They're chasing Austin Vandegrift. That's the leader, and that's the defending champion. They shot a 294 today. They were in the same group with Vandegrift. And again, talking about different ways you can approach the game of golf, Vandegrift hit the ball all over the course. They got to see just about everything, but they putted really well. So again, Bryan has one of their best totals of the year with a 305, Larry, and they come away, I think, from this opening day saying, oh, wow, this could have been that much better because they knocked down a few of those putts. It would have been. The only guy that I talked to who didn't complain about missing short putts was Dylan Godfrey. He said his problem was when he was in trying to keep the ball in the fairway. He said he was constantly recovering. Still shot a 75. And so he said, he shot a 75. And so Dylan says tomorrow he's aiming for the sticks tomorrow. And I didn't do very much in this thing. But as you know from covering state tournaments before, and really any golf tournament, you want to be in the last group that goes out because you're up against the better golfers, and it pushes your competition level up. But we don't know yet if they're going to be in that position or not. Right now, again, tied for second place with Lufkin, who was in their group, and they're chasing Austin Vandegrift, who shot that 294. But Bryan's in it. 305, and I'd say a really good day for the Bryan Vikings today.
I don't know if there's so many Vandegrift folks who listen to our show on via the internet, but Austin Vandegrift's getting to be a little bit of a pain for us in the girls' soccer state tournament. Vandegrift was the defending champions, and they handed College Station their first loss of the season and knocked them out in the state semifinals. Now Vandegrift's got a 9-stroke lead on the Bryan boys. We're going to have to talk to somebody over there because they're messing up some of our good storylines. David, I wanted to ask you about this, and I know having covered the state tournament, I know what a zoo it is because there's so many people and there's so many golfers, and it's so important to everybody, and it's just wild. But This is a new site, this course you mentioned over just on the other side of Bastrop. Traditionally, they played more of the tournaments at just a few courses there in Austin. And I talked to Coach Newhouse about this, and he said I think they had gotten complaints probably in particular from coaches and people with the smaller classifications that they weren't playing good enough courses for state. Well, I think I'm interested to see if you got anything from Dylan or from Coach Newhouse, what they thought about the course. When I asked Coach Newhouse, he said he liked it. He said it was a good place. He said he liked it because it was a shot maker's course and not one of the ones where you just got up there and just bombed it and hit it as far as you could. So I don't know, maybe Richard Kroon would be more suited to it than Robert Primo on our staff. But just in general, I mean, you've only been there for a few hours, and they haven't even completed the first round. I'm wondering what you think about that course and the fact that they have moved the tournament there from places where you've traditionally gone to cover state in the past.
Yeah, I actually like this course a lot. I haven't walked all 18 holes today, but from where I watched a lot of shots on 15, which was a par four going out, and I saw a lot of people ricochet balls off trees there. So there are some challenges. You got to hit the ball in the right place, and there are fairway bunkers. We saw Josh Resendez hit one out. In fact, on that hole, he hit his tee shot into the fairway bunker and then put it about 10 feet from the hole on the second shot. It's a terrific shot. And so we've seen a lot of really good shot making. It is a shot maker's course. And from what I've seen of the course, it's just absolutely gorgeous. You look up, there's a par three that's a very sharp par three, and you can look at it from 16 or 18, and it looks like it's on the side of a mountain. It's so high up from where you're looking at it. But it's a very short, it's like a 188-yard hole. But it's tough. It's a really challenging, and there's some real challenging holes here. It's a big course in some ways because it's a sprawling course. It's really stretched out, but I've seen people hit shots from every angle, I think, out here on the holes that I've watched.
Well, and I think the important thing is from the standpoint of the Vikings, I know based on the tournaments that I've covered in the past with one day to go, nine strokes is a lot to make up. It's not impossible, but it's a lot for a team to make up. They're certainly going to have to make some of those putts, and maybe Vandergriff is going to have to help them a little bit. But regardless of what happens, I think, with the teams that are still out on the course, it looks like they're going to be in position to compete for a medal, if not the gold medal tomorrow. I think that's pretty amazing. David, we need to move on to the diamond sports a little bit. Before we leave golf, I want to bring this up because I got a really a nice email the other day after our story on Ron Newhouse taking the Vikings to state in his last year as coach. It turns out, and I didn't know this, and probably – gosh, this is even before Cease came here. This is way back in the old days. But Brian's boys have been to state one time back in 1972. The coach was Carlos Jackson. Only four teams made it to state back then, David, and they went. They finished tied for second. But let me read these names because one of them will jump out at you. Perry Arthur, who went on to play on the PGA Tour for several years, but Larry Gorisky, Bill Thornton, Barry Nelson, and Cliff Kopas, those guys were on that team. So I want to give them some credit because they were the first Brian Boyce team to go. That was just before Coach Newhouse took over the program. So we're going to be on the record about that. Now, I want to talk to you about a game that I covered Friday night, because it's the second time this season I got in my truck and drove over to College Station and somehow went through the looking glass and wound up on the other side where the world was crazy, because A&M Consolidated, which went into the – this is baseball we're talking now – which went into the game last in District 18 5A, beat league leader and second-ranked College Station 2-1 on Friday night. And you say that's a pretty big deal, but even more amazing, that's the second time Consol has beaten College Station this year. At the first round, College Station was still ranked number one in the state and had been in the top 10 nationally. And it's just nuts, David. I can't explain it. Even with the win, that's Consol's third, and you had Chase Mann on Friday. He was good enough to be with us, so maybe being on with you worked for them. But that was a third district win. Okay, they won a game against Caney Creek, which is a team that they're tied with for last place. Their other two wins are against College Station, and you can't. There's no way to make sense of it.
Well, maybe they'll tell you you can turn that looking glass around because they are 2-0. So,
right.
There's never any lack of motivation. We how many years do we see that with Bryan and Ed and Consolidated playing each other? That game didn't always make sense.
Yeah.
At least the on paper part of it didn't make sense. But when they actually played on the field, got a lot of really good games. And we've had two really good games between those two. And Consol's come away with two wins.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. And there's just two games left in the regular season for high school baseball. A&M Consolidated is. is not in the playoff race, will not make the postseason. College Station has already clinched at least a share of the district championship, and as you look at their schedule, the Cougars have games remaining against Livingston, which is in the hunt, and then against Caney Creek at home. And you think, unless something really, really crazy happens, and College Station is going to win that district and be the number one seed. But the thought occurred to me, David, that, you know, College Station is a defending 3A state champ, is highly ranked this year in 5A. You know, I know they're thinking state, but the weird thing is they could win state, but the Tigers could claim that they're city champs.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the College Station city champs, that's good. Hey, there were a couple of other big wins the other night, too, win over Huntsville for Rudder was a big one, and Bryan getting the win at Willis, and they had fits getting by Willis, but they came through with a big victory there.
I think Rudder's a good story. They're in second place now, a game ahead of Bryan and Livingston, and I looked at the schedule. Rudder finishes up at Consolidated and then home against Livingston. So I just think Matt Harbin and his guys over there, you know, Matt's done a good job with that program, and they've made some strides. I think this year is significant because they've made that stride, even though they went up to 5A or actually stayed in the new 5A.
Yeah, they stayed where they were. And let's not forget, even though they weren't a playoff team a year ago, they were a really, really good district last year. So a district that made a great run in the playoffs, and in fact swept all of their bi-district games. And I'm beginning to get the feeling the top four in this district have a chance to do that as well.
And we're about to finish up. We've been visiting with David Campbell, who's reporting live from the course at the state golf tournament. As we talked softball, this is the beginning of the softball playoffs this week. There's a lot of uncertainty right now regarding our local teams. We can say this, College Station's girls won their game Friday night. They beat Caney Creek 6-5 in a tight one, but that clinched fourth place. So we do know that the Lady Cougars are going to play Elgin, which is the winner of 17-5A. That'll be a very tough matchup, but they'll play Friday at 7 in Brenham. That one's set. We also know at this point that A&M Consolidated and Bryan are going to end up playing against Hutto and Waco University. It's just that those teams in 17-5A have not finished to the point where you know where they're going to be placed. But Bryan has already set it up that they'll play a best-of-three series with either of those teams. It will start Friday night here.
It'll start Thursday night. Actually.
Thursday night here, and then play the doubleheader on Friday, if necessary, on the road. Consolidated wants to do the same thing. I talked to Rusty Irwin. I think he said that Waco University had agreed to the same format, and hoping that Hutto would do the same thing. But we're going to have a lot of softball playoffs going on. This district maybe not as strong as we've seen some of the years in the past. So I really want to see what happens with these teams and whether we still have very many of our local teams playing next week. But, David, thanks for being with us. Be safe on the road back. I know you'll be glad when those last four teams finish up so you can see where the Vikings stand. As you said, it would be really good if nobody comes in under them, if they're tied with Lufkin and they play in that last group with Lufkin and Vandegrift, at least they'll know what they have to do tomorrow.
Well, they'll know exactly because having played against those guys today, so I think it would be a big thing if it worked out that way.
All right. Thank you, David. You be safe.
You bet.
Okay, Aubrey, there's your high school report for a Monday.
There you go. Brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. Lots of big stuff going on this week. We will have it for you every day here on the High School Report. For now, we're going to go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.